啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，我们今天早上要用诗篇的112篇做彼此学习的内容。
And thanks to the grace of the Lord, we will use Psalm chapter 112.
啊，在诗篇当中记载了许多不一样的内容。
And in Psalms, there's a lot of different topics.
啊，在112篇这里讲到义人啊，你是何等的蒙福。
But in Psalms 112, it talks about the blessed state of the righteous.
啊，我们都希望能够活出一个有福气的人生。
And we hope that we can all live a blessed
哦、所以人不断的在追求，不断的努力，不断的积累财富。
So many people are very determined to seek this type of grace.
啊，希望能够活出一个很有福气的生活来。
Hoping that they can live a very blessed life.
啊，但是什么叫做有福气的人生呢
？But what does it mean to have a blessed life?
有人觉得说，我如果能够活得很久，我就是一个有福气的人了、
啊。Some people believe that if I can live very long, that is a blessed life.
啊，真的吗
？Is this?
你去问一问医院里面100岁但是不能动的人啊。
You can ask someone in the hospital who's 100 but he can't move.
啊，虽然活得很老
，So even though he is very old.
啊，但是啊，身体不方便，没有办法行动。
His body is not good and can't move.
啊，有时候活得越久，生命越痛苦啊。
Sometimes living longer means that you live in more pain.
哦，所以啊。长寿活很久不见得是一种福气哦。
So living long is not exactly a blessed life.
啊，有的人说我只要很有钱，我就是很有福气的。
Some people believe that if I have a lot of money, then I must be really blessed.
啊，我前一阵子啊遇到一个很有钱的人啊。
So I have met someone who's very rich.
啊，但是啊奇怪啊，跟他聊天他一点都不快乐啊。
But it's so strange. Whenever you talk to him, he doesn't seem very joyful.
啊，为什么不快乐呢
？Why is he not happy？
啊，因为啊，他的生活过得很无聊啊。
Because his life, he says, is very boring.
他说为什么很无聊呢
？Why is it boring？
他说他什么都不可以吃啊。
He says he can't eat anything.
啊，其实他是一个很爱吃的人。
And he really likes to eat.
但是啊，他什么都不能吃。
But he can't eat anything.
高血压。
He has high blood pressure.
胆固醇，高胆固醇。Cholesterol.
Oh, he has high cholesterol.
啊，糖尿病。
And he has diabetes.
啊，你能想到的富贵病，他通通都有啊。
So all the sicknesses that he has.
哦，他说啊，他好喜欢吃龙虾。
And he loves eating lobster.
他很有钱，可以尽量买。
And he has money, he could buy it.
啊，但是买了不敢吃。
But if he buys it, he won't eat it.
啊，因为吃了就中风啊。
If he eats it, then something bad will happen.
哦，所以啊，所以虽然很有钱，但是不敢吃啊。
So he has a lot of money, but he doesn't dare to eat.
啊，有一次啊，我到参加一场婚礼啊。
And one time I attended a wedding.
啊，那我们在一起吃饭的时候哦。
And when we were eating together.
啊，我突然发觉我旁边那个人啊，长得很奇怪啊。
I noticed that the person next to me was a little bit strange.
哎，奇怪啊，一个年轻人啊，明明长得好好的啊。
So strange that a very young person next to me.
啊，怎么啊，两个那个上下巴那个嘴唇啊，像香肠一样啊。像长得像 sausage 啊，很大一个啊，那个嘴唇 lips 啊。
But why are his lips so big like sausages？
啊，我就说啊，你是怎么长这样？
And I asked him what happened to you.
他说啊，哎呦，我对海鲜过敏啊。
And he said, oh, I'm allergic to seafood.
哦，但是我又很爱吃啊。
But I really like to eat it.
他说啊，我刚刚在吃的时候不小心碰到一盘虾。
And while I was eating, I accidentally touched a shrimp.
他说，既然已经肿了，就一次吃到饱吧。
And if it's already swollen, might as well just keep eating.
哦，所以他一面吃啊，一面哀哀叫，因为很痛啊。他说很痒，很痛啊。
So he was half eating, half crying in pain.
啊，他说反正已经肿了，已经痛了，那就尽量吃吧。
But he said since it's already swollen, just might as well just keep eating.
啊，吃完以后再去看医生就好了。
And then after I eat, I'll just go to the doctor.
哦，所以有时候啊，财富可以给你带来很多的享受。
Sometimes money can give you a lot of experience.
啊，但是这种享受不见得是你每个人都能够用得到的。
But to take part in it, some people can't really use it.
啊，如果你很有钱，但是你不能吃、不能用、不能花。
And if you have a lot of money, but you can't spend it or you can't use it.
啊，你会说富足是一种福气吗？
Can you say that having a lot of money is a blessing?
啊，有些人的目标是要买很多的房子。
And some people have the goal of buying a lot of houses.
啊，觉得说我要是有很多的房子、房地产，我就是个有福气的人。
And as long as I have a lot of property, that means I have a blessing.
啊，但是啊，买了很多房子啊。
But if you buy a lot of houses,
啊，结果被那个 mortgage 被你的那个房贷压得喘不过气来。
But if you cannot pay for your mortgage,
啊，结果啊，租给很多客人。租给很多人啊
and you rent it to a lot of people.
啊，一天到晚有人打电话啊，修马桶、修电灯、修暖气。
And they keep calling you saying, please fix the toilet, please fix the air conditioner.
啊，有时候啊，收不到房租，还要跟人家上法院。
And some people you can't get rent from, but
end up in the court.
And you have to induct them in court.
哦，所以啊，整天啊，心里七上八下的。
So all day your heart is very heavy.
只要手机一响啊，哎呀，又是什么事情啊
？Once your phone rings, you just think, what is it now?
啊，请问你觉得你很幸福吗
？Do you think this is a very blessing life?
请问你觉得你的人生过得很快乐吗
？Is this a life that is very happy?
啊，所以啊，我们如果从圣经上来看啊
，So if we look at the point of the Bible,
啊，圣经上面对拥有福气恩典的人生，可能跟我们想象的很不一样哦。
The Bible's perspective on someone who has a blessed life is very different.
我们来看一下诗篇的112篇啊。
Let us see Psalms 112.
诗篇的112篇。
Psalms 112.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇112篇的第一节。
Psalms 112, verse 1.
他说，你们要赞美神，敬畏神，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。第二节。
Verse
2. 啊，他的后裔在世必强盛。正直人的后代必要蒙福。第三节。
Verse
3. 他家中有财富，有货物，有钱财，他的公义存到永远。第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，正直人在黑暗中有光向他发现，他有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。第五节。
Verse 5.
施恩与人，借贷与人的，这人事情顺利。他被审判的时候要述明自己的冤。第六。
Verse 6.
他必不动摇，恶义人被纪念直到永远。第七。
Verse 7.
他必不怕凶恶的信息，他的心坚定倚靠神。第八。
Verse 8.
他的心确定，总不惧怕，直到他看到敌人遭报。第九。
Verse 9.
他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远，他的脚必被高举，大有荣耀。第十节。
Verse 10.
恶人看见便恼恨，必咬牙而消化，恶人的心愿要归灭绝啊。那在这里呢，啊，诗篇112篇讲到一个人是如何的蒙到神的福气。
And in Psalms 112, this is how to get the blessing of the Lord.
哦，所以啊，我们来看看圣经里面说真正一个人得到福气是什么样的福气呢？
And according to the Bible, how do you truly get blessings from the
Lord? 我们来看一下从圣经的角度看什么才叫做有福气的人生。
And let us see from the Bible what it means to have a blessed
life. 从第二节开始啊。
From verse 2.
他说他的后裔在世必强盛。
It says that his descendants will be mighty on earth.
所以什么叫做有福气的人生？
So what does it mean to have a blessed life?
圣经的第一点提出来的就是你的子女啊。
The first idea of a blessed life is how your children are.
哦，就是啊，你如果你的孩子很顺利，对你来讲就是一种幸福。
And if your children are very respectful, then this is a blessing.
那你想想看哦。
So think about it.
如果你今天很有钱
，If you have a lot of money，
但是你的孩子很讨厌你
，But if your children really hate you，
啊，今天如果你很有钱
，Or if you have a lot of money，
啊，但是你的孩子从来不跟你讲话
，But your kids don't talk to you，
啊，今天你虽然很有钱
，And if you have a lot of money，
但是你的孩子要坐牢坐到四十五，要坐牢要坐很久。
But they're in jail for a long time.
那请问一下，你的人生会快乐吗
？Do you think your life will be happy？
那再多的钱对你有什么意义呢
？If you have a lot of money, what's the point？
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，人生的第一福啊。
And it says here that the first blessing for man
就是你的孩子事事顺利，并且跟你关系很好。
Is that you have a good relationship with your children?
我们今天孩子都是我们生活的盼望哦。
And our children are the hope of our lives.
哦，现在的家庭啊，父母亲啊，那个专注力都在孩子的身上。
And everything that parents do today is for the children.
哦，所以我们只要觉得孩子，我们常讲孩子，我只要你过得比我好，我就快乐啦。
And some parents say that as long as you do better than me, then I will be happy.
哦，所以很多父母亲啊，砸锅卖铁的哈，能够牺牲一切，就是要让孩子读最好的学校，有最好的前途。
And some parents sacrifice everything so that their children can have better education.
只要孩子开心，我们父母亲的就满足了。
And if their children are happy, then us parents are very happy.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们人生需要追求并且得到的第一福啊。人生需要的第一个福气啊
，And the first blessing that man must have，
就是拥有一个和乐的家庭
，is to have a very peaceful family，
就是拥有一个喜乐的亲子关系，父母亲跟孩子的关系
，and to have a very good relationship with between children and parents。
我们来看一下诗篇的第128篇啊
，Let us see Psalms 128。
诗篇的128篇
，Psalm 128。
诗篇128篇的第一节。
Psalms 128, verse 1.
第一节说，凡敬畏神、遵守他道的人，便为有福。第二节。
Verse 2.
他说你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。第三节。
Verse 3.
你的妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树，你的儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄栽子。第四节哦。
Verse 4.
看哪、啊、敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福、哦、所以在这里告诉我们啊，蒙福的就是一个家庭能够相处得很愉快啊。
And here it says that the man is blessed when his house is very joyful.
他说你的儿子啊，你的儿女环绕在你的桌子啊。
He says that your children are around your table.
啊，跟你一起吃饭。
And eat with you together.
跟你一起聊天。
And talk to you.
跟你关系很好。
They have a very good relationship.
他说这个就是一个人生的大福气啊。
This is a great blessing of life.
他说呀，我们今天要从神那边得到福气。
And from God, if we want blessing.
我们不要一直追求财富啊。
Then we shouldn't always pursue riches.
那为什么？因为真正的福气不在于家道丰盛，不在于物质很多啊。
And why? Because blessing is not based on possessions.
哦，如果你今天钱很多哦。
And if you have a lot of money today.
结果你的孩子啊，整天为了争财产吵来吵去。
But if your children always fight about the money in your family.
我想你做父母亲的心中也很难过啊。
Then it must be very tiring to be a parent.
哦，所以啊，在不久以前呢、啊，在好几年前呢、啊，纽约有一个新闻哦。
And a long time ago, there was a news in New York.
他说啊，在纽约的一个房地产的女王啊，那个 real estate 的 queen 啊、哦，房地产的女王啊、哦。
And there was a real estate queen.
啊，很有钱的，好几亿的财产啊。
She had a lot of money and a lot of inheritance.
啊，结果死掉了啊。
But she died.
啊，她的所有的孩子啊，她的亲戚啊，就聚在一起啊，要分财产啊。
And all her children and her relatives came together to divide the possession.
啊，结果啊，那个律师啊，把那个遗嘱一拿出来一念啊。
And when the lawyer took out her will to read it.
啊，结果、啊、大家差点没有昏倒啊。
Everyone almost fainted.
啊，为什么？因为那个律师啊，一念他的遗嘱写什么？
And why? Because when the lawyer read her will, it said,
他说啊，我所有的财产
it said, all of my belongings,
全部给我家那只狗。
I give it to my house's dog.
他说啊，零啊，什么都没有给他的那个什么，他的什么儿子、女儿、侄子、子女，全部一毛钱都没有啊。
I give nothing to my children or my grandchildren.
啊，为什么？全部给狗啦。
Why? Because I give it all to my dog.
啊，为什么全部给狗呢？
Why did I give it all to my dog?
他说啊，你们这些孩子哦。
And she said that because these are my children.
你们只有要钱的时候才会来找我。
You only came to me when you wanted money.
如果不需要钱的时候，你们根本没有看到我。
But if you didn't want money from me, then you didn't come see me.
他说只有我家的狗啊，从来没有离开我啊。
Only my dog has never left my side.
他说啊，所以好几亿的财产啊，全部留给那只狗啊。
So all of my possessions I give to my dog.
啊，为什么会闹得很大？新闻会闹得很大呢？
And why was this such an important news?
啊，因为啊，那时候有人要绑架那只狗，所以他们要请保镖。
Because somebody wanted to kidnap that dog and have ransom.
哦，所以啊，那个就上新闻，还请了好几个保镖啊，整天保护那只狗啊。
And that was.
请很多 bodyguard 哈、
huh? oh, ，so for those couple of days, that dog had a lot of bodyguards.
那、啊、有时候你想想啊，人生的如果一个人的家庭啊变成这样，真的很可悲啊。
And if someone's household becomes like this, it's very sad.
如果你的孩子在你，如果你的孩子接近你只为了钱。
And if your children only care about your money.
如果你的孩子跟你没有任何的感情。
But they have no other feelings towards you.
啊，请问你能快乐的起来吗
？Then are you? Can you be happy?
哦，所以我们今天要追求的第一福。
So the first blessing that we should pursue.
就是求神带领我们的家庭。
Is for the Lord to guide our family.
使我们的家庭里面有平安，有快乐。
So that our families can have peace and happiness.
啊，求神帮助我们的家庭。
And to ask the Lord to help our family.
使我们跟我们的家人跟我们的孩子的关系能够良好
，so that with our relatives and our children we can have a good relationship。
哦，就像圣经里面讲到说，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神呐、啊。
And it says in the Bible that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob。
哦，是那一连串一个家庭的一个连续哈、哦，一个家族的生命的延续啊。哦，这个家族啊，一代又一代的人啊 ，generation 啊，都在神的恩典里面啊。
So in this one family, for generation to generation, God has always been with them.
啊，这个叫做第一福哦。
And this is the first blessing.
我们来看人生的第二福。
Let us see the second blessing.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇的112篇的第三节。
Psalm 112 verse 3。
啊，第三节，他的家中有货物，有钱财，他的公义存到永远啊。啊，这就告诉我们说，人生的第二福在于家中有钱财。
So the second blessing is that the household has wealth and riches.
啊，但是在这里特别讲说是家中啊。
But it says here it will be in his house.
啊，为什么要特别强调是家中呢？
Why does it say that
it's in the household?
It's in the household.
哦，就是说你所需要的，你家里所用度的，你需要的，神都提供给你了。
It is that everything that you need, God will give to you.
哦，神给你的不见得很多，多过你所需要的。
God will give you all that.
神不见得会给你很多很多很多啊。
God will not only give you a lot of things.
哦，所以信耶稣不代表你会变成千万富翁。
So, just because you believe in Jesus doesn't mean you will become rich.
啊，信了耶稣不代表你车子会突然变成 Lamborghini.
And if you believe in Jesus, it doesn't mean your car will transform to
Lamborghini. 哎，你说奇怪啊，我今天信耶稣啊，怎么回到家还是那一台小车啊？
And when you come home, you can't say, I believe in Jesus, why is my car still small?
哎，为什么祷告完之后，我的银行的存款没有多一个零啊？
How come after I pray, my bank account is not increased?
啊，所以啊，有时候人生信了耶稣以后啊，你的物质不见得有增加。
So,
你拥有的东西不见得比较多啊。
After believing in Christ, you might not feel like your possessions are greater.
啊，但是在这里说是你的家中有财物啊。
However, it says here, wealth and riches will be in your house.
就是说不会让你不够用啦。
Means that you'll never lack.
啊，不见得很多，但是总是够你所用的。
You may not have a lot, but you will never have little.
那，啊，我们来看一下马太福音啊。
Let us see Matthew.
我们来看马太福音的第六章。
Let us see Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们看三十一节啊。
Let us see verse 31.
马太福音的第六章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
三十一节，所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。三十二节。
Verse 32.
啊，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。三十三节。
Verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。三十四。
Verse 34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天担当就够了。好，所以在这里啊，主耶稣告诉我们哦。
So here Jesus tells us.
他说啊，你不要忧虑你的未来啊。
He said we should not worry about tomorrow.
他说不要担心啊，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，说这是外邦人在求的啊。
We should not worry about what to eat or what we should drink. This is what outside people.
因为你是有神的人啊。
Because you are someone who has God.
所以神会把你所需用的赐给你。
Therefore God will give you all that you need.
不见得很多。
Maybe it's not a lot.
但是应该是足够的。
But it's enough.
啊，但是如果你今天没有足够，那就有一个问题啦。
However, if you don't have enough, then that is a problem.
如果说你今天觉得你非常的不够
，Today, if you feel like you are lacking a lot,
啊，有两个可能。
There's two reasons.
啊，第一个哈，你不认识神，所以神没有加给你啊。
First, maybe you do not know God, so God does not give it to you.
啊，第二个可能
，The second possibility,
就是你太贪心，所以再给你再多都不够啊。
Is that you are very greedy and even though he gives, you feel like it's not enough.
啊，今天如果一个人懂得知足哦。
So if one person understands how to be grateful.
神一定会把我们所需用的赐给我们啊。
God will give us exactly what we need.
啊，其实你想一想啊，你到底需要的有多少啊？
And how much exactly do we need?
啊，我们今天啊，需要跟想要啊，这两个常常混在一起啊。
And a lot of times, a lot of people.
I need and I want, huh?
A lot of people mix together what I need and what I want.
很多时候，人生大部分东西是我想要，但是不见得是我需要的。
Some people think I want this, but they think I need it.
好，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，你所需要的，神看见，神知道，神会赐给你。
And what you need, God knows and God sees and He'll give it to you.
所以人生要学会知足啊。
So we need to know how to be grateful.
并且要学会感恩啊。
And we need to be thankful.
还要学会依靠哦。
And we need to know how to rely.
啊，当你真的依靠神啊。
And once we truly rely on God.
你知道说神绝对不会让你做乞丐。
We know that God will not make you a beggar.
你也知道神绝对不会让你饿死。
And we know God will never starve you.
啊，那你担心什么呢？
So what are you worried about?
所以有时候我们一直不停的、很辛苦的在追求很多我们用不到的东西啊。
Sometimes we continuously pursue after things we can't use.
哦，所以啊，你说啊，哇，我赚了很多的钱。
So you say, oh, I have made a lot of money.
啊，但是啊，请问你一餐能够吃多少？
But Think about how much can you eat in one meal.
你一餐吃三只龙虾，你就中风啦。
If you can eat three lobsters in one meal.
你说我房子很多。
You have a lot of houses.
请问你能够睡几个床
？But how many beds can you sleep in?
你可以说我每两个小时起来换一个床。
And you say every 2 hours I change my bed.
哇，那人生过得很辛苦啦。
And your life must be really sad.
所以啊，今天我们所需用的，你仔细想想，真的不是很多啊。
So what you need truly is not that much.
所以在这里，神跟我们讲说，神所赐的福在于让你家里面有够用的。
So it says here, a blessing from God is to have everything that your household needs.
但是这个真正的福气啊，其实不是只是讲物质而已啊。
But the blessings is not only talking about riches.
这里真正的福气是什么？你家中有多少你都快乐，这个叫做真的福气啊。
Another blessing is that whatever you have, you are happy with.
你有比较多，感谢主啊，神赐我比较多，很好。
And if you have more, thank God.
你只有比较少没有关系啊，感谢主够用就好。
But if you have less, you still say thank God, it is enough.
所以啊，我们今天的福气不在于家中财物的多少。
So it's not a blessing is not only how much possession.
而是在于你对家里所拥有的一种感恩跟满足的心情。
But it is also your attitude of thankfulness and fullness.
当你回到家里
when you go home,
房子不见得很大
even though your house is not big,
但是非常的温馨
however it's very warm.
孩子不见得最聪明。
And your children are not very smart.
但是非常的贴心啊，就是跟你感情很好。
But they have a lot of good feelings for you.
太太不见得最漂亮。
Maybe your wife is not so pretty.
但是她最懂你啊。
But she understands you the most.
她知道什么时候给你捶捶背啊。
And she knows when to hug you.
这个一定是不捶背的。他知道啊，不要拿你的钱去偷买钻戒啊。
And she knows not to take your money and spend it.
所以啊，家中有倚靠，你回到家里心里就很舒服啦。
And if you
你回到家里，你看到这个家庭，你就很舒服啦。
And when you go home and see your household, you feel very relaxed.
为什么？因为家中有爱有温暖啊。
Why? Because your house is full of love and
warmth. 那如果你今天回家，哇，好大一个房子啊。
However, if you go home and your house is very big,
里面一个人都没有啊。
But there's nobody inside.
好啦，有孩子回来啦。
And then your children come home.
你要跟他打个招呼，砰，门已经关起来了。
And you want to say hi, but they slam a door on you.
太太回来了，先生回来了。
And your wife comes home,
and 你想问问他今天如何。
And you ask them, how was your day?
就坐在那里不理人啊。
And they just sit there and ignore you.
整个家里啊，像个那个什么，整个家里啊，冷冰冰的。
And the entire household is very cold.
你说你房子很大，请问你快乐吗？
And can I ask you, is this a...Are you happy in this house?
所以啊，家中的幸福，这个财富哦，家中的财富在于家人对你的家人跟你所拥有的满足。所以啊，家庭的幸福哦。家庭哦，你的 family 的啊 ，the blessing of the family。
The blessing of your family。
不在于你有多少钱。
It's not counted on how much.
不是你的房子有多大。
Doesn't matter how big your house is。
他说，你家中有资财，就是让你能够满足的。
But if your family is.
让你很满足哦 ，satisfied。
If you're satisfied, then this is a blessing。
你的家里很温暖。
And if your house is very warm。
你回到家里你就很快乐。
And if you go home and you're very happy。
你会觉得你今天辛苦努力一天上班，看到你的家人，你都觉得很值得。我努力有值得。
And if you feel like after a long day of work that you, when you see your family, it is worth it.
这个叫做福气啊。
This is a blessing.
所以啊，我们今天啊，不要看错了。
So let us not look at it incorrectly.
这里讲说家中有财富，不是家里很多钱啊。
So to have a lot of riches is not
a lot of money.
A lot of money.
在这里讲说有财富，它不是讲钱而已啊。
Oh, to have wealth is not only in terms of money.
你的家里的家人就是你最大的财富。
But your family is actually your biggest riches.
这个叫做家庭的福气哦。
This is called the blessing of the house.
我们再继续往下看哦，我们看人生第三福啊。
Let us continue to look at what else is the blessing of life.
我们看第四节。
Let us see verse 4.
我们看回来诗篇的第112篇的第四节。
Psalms 112 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
正直人在黑暗中有光向他发现，他有恩典，有怜悯，有公义呀。这里讲到人生的第三福。
This is life's third blessing.
什么叫做人生第三福呢
？And what is the third blessing?
你仔细看，他先讲说正直人在黑暗中啊。
Says that the upright will rise out of the darkness.
你会觉得很奇怪啊，正直人怎么跑到黑暗里面啊
？And you might think this is strange. Why did the upright go into darkness?
在这里讲说黑暗，黑暗就是患难啊。
And darkness is
tribulations. 那今天我们在人生当中，有时候会遇到一些困难啊。
And in our lives, you might experience some difficulties.
啊，可能是我们的工作的问题。
There might be problems at work.
可能是我们的身体的健康。
Or there might be some problem with our
health. 啊，可能是我们跟朋友哇起冲突吵架了。
Or maybe some disagreement with our friends.
所以有时候啊，人生好像进入黑暗里面啊。
Sometimes going into life is like going to darkness.
哇，有一天你今天去上班，突然老板跟你讲说，哎呀，开除了，公司营运不好，开除了。
And one day you go to work and your boss says, oh, our company's not doing well, you're fired.
哇，那个有时候哇，好像人突然啊，掉到了，真的好像掉到黑暗里面啊。
And it really feels like you've just fallen into darkness.
好像绝望啊。
It's like there's no hope.
啊，但是在这里讲说，一个正直的人。
But someone who is upright.
你虽然人在黑暗当中啊。
Although you live in darkness.
他说有光会向你显现。
It says that they arise out in light.
啊，所以什么叫做人生的第三福？
So what is the third blessing of life?
就是人生可能有失望。
That life might have some disappointments.
但是你从来不会绝望。
But you will never be shaken.
Desperate.
好，
为什么？因为有光会向你发现啊。
Because you have light to help you see.
人生在世啊，就算是义人进入黑暗也是难免的啊。
And sometimes righteous go into darkness as well.
我们不要以为信了耶稣你就会一帆风顺啊，凡事顺利，没有的。
And we shouldn't believe that just because we believe in Christ, our whole life will be completely smooth.
你知道吗？信耶稣的人也会生病哎。
That did you know that Christians can still get sick?
我偷偷告诉你一件事情哦。偷偷告诉你一件事啊。
I'll tell you one thing.
信耶稣的人也会死哎。
People who believe in Christ can still die.
哦，所以啊，你不要以为信耶稣之后啊，又不会死，又不会生病，又会赚大钱啊，不一定啊。
So don't think just believing in Jesus will never die and you'll never get sick.
信耶稣的人也会进入黑暗里面。
Those who believe in Christ can still enter to darkness.
信耶稣的人有时候公司也会被裁员。
People who believe in Christ can still
be fired.
Get fired in their job.
信耶稣的人有时候也会遇到车祸。
People who believe in Christ can still get into car accidents.
所以啊，信耶稣的人跟没有信耶稣的人一样，都会遇到人世间的一些考验跟苦难。
People who believe in Christ and do not can still both get into accidents of life.
啊，但是在这里讲说，信耶稣的人有一点不一样的。
However, there's one difference between those who believe in Christ.
就是信耶稣的人不会绝望。
Is that they will never be desperate.
为什么？
And why?
因为他说在黑暗中神要给你一个光啊。
It says because in the darkness the Lord will give you a light.
啊，你可能看不到。
And you may not be able to
see. 啊，但是最后这个光会显现出来。
However, in the end the light will come out.
啊，并且这个光会引导你走向正确的道路。
And the light will guide your path.
啊，所以患难总是有的。
And there are a lot of
disasters. 啊，但是啊，靠着神，你从来不会。你人生不会放弃啊。
However, if we rely on God, we'll never give up.
啊，所以这个叫做人生的第三福。
And this is the third blessing of God.
生活当患难当中，你时常有盼望。
And in desperate times, we still have hope.
啊，所以啊，我们今天啊，到底人生追求的价值在哪里啊？
So in this lifetime, what should we pursue?
啊，主耶稣告诉我们哦。
Lord Jesus tells us.
啊，主耶稣跟我们讲说，你在世会有苦难。
You will still have
tribulations. 我说你在世会有苦难的，会有哦。
And you'll still have tribulations.
啊，但是主耶稣说你不要害怕啊。
However, Jesus says, do not be afraid.
他说我已经得胜了世界啦。
He said, I have already overcome the world.
哦，所以主耶稣说我把我的平安赐给你们。
And I've given my peace to you.
他说我的平安跟世界上的平安是不一样的。
And my peace is a world my peace is a peace the world cannot give.
那世界上的平安是什么？
And what is the peace of the world?
一切顺利叫平安啊。
Everything's going smoothly is the peace of the world.
但是基督徒的平安是什么？
However, what is the peace of Christians?
他说啊，在患难中有亮光叫做平安啊。
That in darkness there is light.
那所以我们今天信耶稣的人哦。
And today, those who believe in Jesus.
那不管你今天落到什么样的境况
，No matter what situations we get in.
你都要相信主一定有办法。
You must believe that Jesus always has a way.
啊，在人不能，在神凡事都能啊。
And what man cannot do, God can do.
啊，我有一个朋友啊。
And I have a friend.
那我这一次到加州又遇到他了啊。
And I saw him in
California. 啊，我认识他很多年，认识他超十几年啊。
And I've known him for a very long time.
啊，我这个朋友啊，很好玩哦。
And this friend, he's very funny.
啊，他是 没有读大学就自己跑出去做生意了。
He didn't graduate college and he just left and went to do work.
那他生意做得非常成功哦。
And his business was very successful.
哦，赚了非常多的钱。
And he made a lot of money.
那但是有一次啊，他的生意啊，他在做生意的时候被人家骗了啊。
However, in his businesses, he was tricked.
啊，他的朋他的一个好朋友骗他。
His good friend scammed him.
啊，然后啊，那个合约签下去，他才发觉里面有那个 trap 哦，合约签完了才发觉里面有问题啊。
He found that in his contract that he signed there was a trap.
哇、哦，那里面呢，这样一赔就赔要赔好几百万美金呢、啊。
And he had to pay he had to pay a lot of money.
啊、哦，所以啊，那个人生真的好像原本从很顺利的生活，突然一下子进到绝望里面啊。
And it seemed that his life had gone.
然后进到黑暗里面啊。
Had gone from very smooth to a very dark place.
啊，因为合约已经签了、啊。
Because he already signed the contract.
啊、哦，所以不处理不行啊，那一处理下去就是四五百万美金啊。
And you can't cancel because then you have to pay.
啊，等于是他马上就要宣告破产啦、啊。
And he was about to file for bankruptcy.
哦，所以在人生最没有办法的时候
，and in this time when our lives have no hope，
他说人没有办法，但是神有办法。
Even though man has no way, God has a way.
哦，所以啊，他就来到神的面前啊。
So he came before the Lord.
啊，他是一个很不错的信徒，很好的信徒啊。
He was a very good member Christian.
啊，因为这很好的信徒，但是还是有这种不好的事情发生在他身上。
And even though he was Christian, this horrible thing happened to him.
啊，结果他就每天早上跟他太太啊，一大早就来教会祷告啊。
So every morning, him and his wife would come to church to pray.
他就祷告说：“神啊，我们没有办法，但是你有办法。”
And they prayed, God, we don't have a way, but you have a way.
啊，求你为我们的人生开一条路啊。
And please open a way for our lives.
每天早上一大早六点就去教会祷告啦。
Every morning they got up early at 6 to
pray. 哦，在神面前啊，神啊，在神面前哭泣说：“神啊，怎么？”办我们要怎么办呢
？And they came before Lord and cried out to him, saying, "What do we do, Lord?"
那、啊、真的感谢主啊，借着祷告拥有勇气啊。
And thank God, through prayer,
有勇气哈、哦、，courage 哈、哦。
They had through prayer, they were given courage.
哦，所以他就打电话给对方啊，给对方啊。
And they called the other person.
他说啊，这个是一个骗局啊。
And they said, "This is a scam."
那但是我已经签下合约了。
But I have already signed the contract.
啊，但是你们也知道我没有这么多钱啊。
However, you know that we have a lot of money.
要不然你们让我分期付款啊。就是那个 by payment 啊。
Oh, so let us pay by payments.
哦，虽然他知道这是一个骗局啊。
So even though he knows this is a scam.
啊，但是他已经签下去了。
However, he already signed.
所以那个是有法律效用的。有那个 legal document、啊。
So it has, there's a legal document.
哦，所以他说，那我好啦，那我愿意去处理啊。
So he said, okay, I'll deal with it.
那你，但是我没有那么多钱，你就让我分期付款，然后就是 by payment 这样子啊。
But I don't have a lot of money, so let me pay it off by payments.
啊，对方很高兴啊。
And the other person said it's fine.
啊，反正骗来的钱，多骗的都是有多骗一块钱算一块啊。
So all the money that he scammed will come one by one.
哦，所以啊，没有问题。他说 payment 没有问题。
So there's no problem with payments.
他说啊，我们回去商量商量，告诉你一个月要给我们多少钱。
And we'll discuss how much you have to give me every month.
那、啊、结果啊，后来啊，他们就这样子了。他就说我再打电话跟你讲，你一个月要拿多少钱来哦。
And the other person said, I'll call you later to tell you how much you need to give me in a
month. 哦，那这夫妻那对夫妻真的是天天早上到教会来祷告啊。
And every morning, this couple went to go pray.
求神在黑暗当中给他们看到一个光亮。
They asked the Lord to give them a light in their darkness.
啊，结果过了一个月啊。
And after a month.
那、啊、奇怪啊，对方还没有打电话来啊。
So strange, the other party didn't call.
啊，继续祷告啊。
They kept praying.
啊，结果过了三个月，哎，奇怪，还是没有打电话来啊。
And 3 months later, the other party still didn't call.
到现在已经过了15年了。
And even until now, 15 years later.
啊，对方还没有讨论完到底要怎么分期付款啊。
The other party did not ask about how to pay off the payment.
就不见了。
They
就不见。
They just went missing.
他们再也没有打电话给他过啦。
And they never called again.
啊，所以啊，神在这种人生绝望当中啊，给他们开了一条路啊。
And in times of desperation, the Lord opened a way for them.
在黑暗当中给了他们一个亮光。
And in darkness, he gave them light.
所以今天一个基督徒，你会不会遇到困难？
So, today as a Christian, will you experience problems?
是的，你会。
Of course you will.
人生有没有考验？有的，你会遇到考验的。
And will you experience tribulations? Yes, you will.
啊，但是啊，我们在考验、在患难当中啊，从来不放弃希望。
However, in all these trials and tribulations, we must never give up hope.
因为你知道，爱你的神将要给你亮光。
Because we know the God that loves you will give you light.
有光要向你发现啊。
And will allow you to see.
啊，但是在这里特别强调一个啊。
And here it emphasizes.
他说谁会有光向他发现？
And it says that
who
whoever for who the light
我凶他。
will shine upon.
这里讲说你是正直人啊。
You are the upright.
哦，所以啊，你今天在黑暗里面，不是因为你做错事情哦。
So today, when you're in darkness, it doesn't mean you did something wrong.
啊，你不要说啊，我去抢劫被关到牢里，我在黑暗里神啊，你给我个亮光啊。
And you shouldn't say, "Oh Lord, I'm in jail. You have to help me."
啊，神只是给你一个棍子而已啊。神就给你打下去了， oh, 给你个棍子啊。
Oh, Lord, the Lord will strike you.
你要是正直人，
you must be an upright person.
你没有犯错。
You must not have done wrong.
但是你掉到黑暗里面，
However you've fallen into darkness,
你靠神，神就给你一个亮光。
And if you rely on God, God will give you light.
所以大前提是说，你不能因为是你犯错，还来求神给你亮光啊。
You cannot ask the Lord for a way if you are the one who did wrong.
哦，所以要做一个正直的人。
You must be an upright person.
他说这样子的人啊，在黑暗当中，神要拯救，神要给你一个亮光。
And in darkness, the Lord will want to save these people.
这个叫做神的帮助。
And this is the help of God.
这个叫做人生的恩典。
This is a blessing of life.
我们看回来诗篇的112篇啊。
Let us see Psalms 112 again.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇的112篇的第五节
Psalms 112 verse 5
第五节说施恩与人借贷与人的这人事情顺利他被审判的时候要赎明自己的冤呐、啊。那这里讲到人生的第四福啊
And this is the fourth blessing of life
我们刚刚讲说人生第一福叫做子孙得到恩典
And the first blessing was that ourDescendants will have blessing.
啊，第二福叫做家中蒙神看顾啊。
The second blessing is that the Lord will watch over our family.
啊，第三福叫做患难当中常有盼望。
And the third blessing is that in times of tribulation, we always have hope.
因为你有光向你发现。
Because you have light to help you.
啊，在这里讲到人生的第四福哦。
This is the fourth blessing of the Lord.
他说第四福在于这人事情顺利啊。
The fourth blessing is that everything is smooth for them.
这叫做工作上面蒙神的看顾跟帮助啊。
And in work, or in everything, God watches over them.
他说不管是做生意还是在上班。
Not only in business or when we are going to work.
他说一个人呐、啊，如果蒙神的恩典，他就凡事顺利啊。
But if we are in God's blessing, then everything will be smooth.
啊，但是呢、啊，在这里讲说，你要凡事顺利，有一个大前提，有一个 prerequisite 啊、哦。
But in order to experience this blessing, we have a very large prerequisite.
我们来看一下第五节的一开始哈。
Let us see the beginning of verse 5.
他说施恩与人借贷与人的。
A good man deals graciously and lends.
他说你是一个什么好人啊。
It says that you must be a good person.
又有爱心又有爱心又有怜悯。
You must have a lot of love and compassion.
他说这样子的人啊人生事情是很顺利的啊。
And for these people, life will be very smooth.
因为你朋友很多。
Because you will have a lot of friends.
敌人很少。
Very few enemies.
因为你是什么？你是一个有爱心、施恩于人的人啊。
Why? Because you are gracious and you are loving.
那今天有些人啊，很计较哦，什么事情都很计较啊，很就是对别人很不好哦。
So there are a lot of people today that aren't very nice to
others. 对自己很好，对别人很不好啊。
They are very nice to themselves, but don't care about others.
啊，什么事情都很自私啊，只管自己而已啊。
And they only care about themselves.
啊，说这种人啊，人生的路就越走越窄啊。
And for these people, the more they walk, the narrower their path.
啊，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，你要先施恩于人，你必须要先多爱别人一点啊。
And you must be gracious and you must love people more first.
啊，我以前在上班的时候哈。
Once when I was working.
啊，我有一个 mentor 哈，就是我的一个我们在公司里面那个我算是我的指导的，在带我的一个老前辈哈。
And in my company, I had a mentor who was showing me the ropes.
啊，他常常告诉我一句话啊。
And he was telling me something.
他说对别人好一点，你不会吃亏啊。
And he said.It doesn't hurt to be nicer to other people.
哦，真的，我跟他一起上班的那几年里面哦。
And in all the years I've worked with him.
哦，真的看到啊，真的，你对别人客气好一点，你真的不会吃亏的、啊。
And if you are nicer to others.
有一次我们去坐飞机哦。
And once we were riding an airplane.
啊，就我们在机场的时候，因为他们 overbooking 啊，就是他们同一架飞机卖太多票了。
And they overbooked one of the flights.
啊，所以啊，哇，大家就在那里拍桌子骂吵啊，闹得很大、啊。
So everybody was fighting for a seat on this airplane.
啊，结果机场的柜台就一直道歉啊。
And the Workers at the airport were very sorry for a lot of people.
哦，但是很多人就哇拍桌子敲啊，指着鼻子骂人呐。
A lot of people were slamming the table and getting upset.
哦，但是啊，到我们的时候哦。
However, when it was up to our turn.
啊，我就看我那个 mentor， 我那个这公司里面的老师哈。
And I looked up to my mentor.
啊，就对他们笑一笑啊。
And he smiled.
啊，跟他们讲说很辛苦哦。
And he said it must be tough.
我说啊，这也不是你们的错啊，这跟你们什么关系呢？
And this is not your fault. It had nothing to do with you.
没有关系的啊，你们哈、哦，如果有什么可以帮我们的哈、哦，你再来告诉我哈、哦。
And he said to them, "Don't worry. If you have any way to help us, then just let me know."
啊，你们辛苦了。
And
你们很辛苦哦。
And you guys are working very hard.
啊，结果我们就到旁边去了。
And so we went to the side.
啊，结果不久之后啊，那个航空公司就宣布了，航空公司就 make an announcement 哦。
So after a while, the airport made an announcement.
他说啊，航空公司说啊，因为是 overbooking 哦。
The worker said that because there was overbooking.
所以航空公司决定啊，$400买一个位置啊。
So they said that a seat was $400.
啊，然后呢，你可以坐下一班40分钟以后的下一班飞机。
And you can ride the next airplane.
就是你只要等个大概半个小时，你就可以赚$400进来啊。
But if you wait half an hour, then you can get in with $400.
哇，结果一群人又跑去柜台啊，给我啊，我可以放弃我的位置啊。
So everybody ran to the counter and said, "Here, take me on the airplane."
啊，结果刚刚那个地勤哈、啊，就是那个刚刚那个航空公司的人，就到处找，啊，就找到我们了、啊。
And the desk attendant that was with us, he came and searched for us.
啊，就笑一笑说啊，这两个位置给你，这两，因为他只有卖两个位，他说啊，这两个 coupon 给你们哈，你们坐半个小时后的那一班啊。
And he smiled at us and said, "Here are two coupons for you two to ride the airplane."
那其实啊，人呐、啊，你不要以为你很凶，你很大声，你就很厉害啊。
And we mustn't think that if we are tough, then we are very.
不要以为你会拍桌子踹椅子你就很了不起啊。
And don't think that just because you slam the table you'll get everything you
want. 有时候你对别人多一份的怜悯只是为自己多开一条路而已啊。
Sometimes if you have compassion on others then it will open a way.
啊，我还记得有一次啊，我跟我的家人要去澳洲的时候、哦、
And I remember one time I wanted to go to Australia to
see my family. 啊，结果啊，我们的飞机 delay 哈、啊，从德州出发的时候因为机组人员忘记来所以飞机没来不及起飞啊。
And our plane was delayed because a plane from Germany.
对 ，Dallas 哦。
Oh, from Dallas, sorry.
啊，所以啊，我们到加州的时候，我们的飞机已经跑掉了。当我们飞到California 的时候，我们的飞机已经飞走了。
Oh, so when we got to California, our plane had already left.
哇，也是啊，一群人啊，在那里啊，拍桌子踹椅子啊，很生气啊。
And so a lot of people were there getting really upset.
哦，在那里啊，柜台人真的很可怜啊。
And the person at the counter was very sad.
啊，一直道歉啊。
And he kept apologizing to the people.
啊，我跟我太太我们就坐在旁边啊，就坐在旁边而已啊。
And my wife and I were sitting on the side.
啊，等到大家发泄完，脾气闹完了啊，大家还是要走，要不你要怎么样？你要住机场吗？大家还是要走啊。
And although everybody was getting upset,
但是他们还是要走啊。
But they still had to go.
哦，所以我们俩就坐在那边聊天，聊到大家都走了。
So all of us, so us two were sitting there, and everyone was slowly leaving.
啊，然后我就走过去啦。
So I walked over.
我就学我那个 mentor 哈、哦，就学我以前那个老师啊。
And I learned from what my mentor had done.
我说、啊、很辛苦哦。
And I said, it must be tough.
我就说、啊，哎呀，其实是跟你有什么关系
？And this has nothing to do with you.
啊，我说啊，你们做这个真是。我说这个你们这受气包哦，就是人家发脾气你只能忍着、啊。
And when people get upset at you, you can't really do anything about it.
他就笑笑说啊，那怎么办呢？这就是工作，这是 job 啊。
So I smiled and said, "This is how."
他讲的啊。
He smiled and he said, "Oh, this is how my job is."
然后我就说，那你看看你有什么可以帮我们的吗
？And he.
他说我就问他说你有什么可以帮我们的吗
？And I said, oh, is there any way you can help us?
他就笑一下说你等等啊。
So he smiled and he said, you wait one minute.
他就跑到办公室里面啊。
So he went to his office.
啊，然后拿了一个 package 出来啊。
And he got a package out.
他说来，这个是你们等一下你叫那个叫车子的、哦、那个叫车子的 coupon 啊，公司出钱。
So he gave us a coupon and it was for.
啊 ，for the car for car service.
For a car service.
啊，这个是你们今天晚上的 hotel 哈、哦，公司那个航空公司出钱。
And this package has a hotel plan.
啊，还有哈、哦，这里是$50啊，那里有个日本料理啊，你们就去那里吃就好了。
And here's $50, you can go eat wherever you want.
哦，就笑笑说谢谢啊。
So he smiled and said thank you.
然后他就看看我哈、
哦。So he looked at me.
他又跟我讲一句啊、
哦。And he said one
thing.我只能做这么多。
And he said, "This is all I can do."
啊，我说啊，我懂了。
And I said, "Oh, I understand."
啊，我懂了什么
？And what did I understand?
他的意思就说啊，我只能做这么多，要再多你去跟航空公司讲，还可以再要更多。
And what he meant was that this is all that I can do, but if you want more, you can ask.
所以我就跟他讲啊，我听懂了，我听懂了哈。
And I understood.
啊，结果我回到我们就晚上就到旅馆去了，晚上到 hotel 去了哈。
So at night when we got to the hotel,
我就写了一封 email 哈啊，给他们的那个航空公司啊。
I wrote an email to the company.
我说啊，你们那个服务，你们那个柜台那个什么号码的那个叫什么名字那个人真是很好啊。
And I wrote saying that, oh, this attendant with this number was very nice to us.
帮我们处理得很好吧，谢谢他哦。
And he helped us with our problem very well.
啊，那我们遇到这样子的事情哦。啊，我们那个飞机飞走了，所以我们晚一天出发啊。
And even though our plane left and we left a day late.
啊，结果后来隔天航空公司就写信回来了。
And the company replied to me.
他说真是不好意思啊。
And he said, oh, this is, I'm very sorry.
啊，要不然我们一个人再赔你们250块好不好？
And let us pay you another $250.
我说好好好，啊，我太太也在这，啊，赔500啊。
And I said, okay, and my wife said, how about $500?
你看那些哦，拍桌子踹椅子，那个骂人的哦，最后就是这样子就走了。
And we see all the people who slammed the table and got upset, and they just left.
那个办那个在处理事情，他不给你，你又能怎么样？那个要在那个柜台的人，他就是不给你这个 package, 你又能怎么样？
And the people at the counter, if they don't give you the package, then what can you do?
所以不要以为啊，你发脾气，你喊得很大声啊，你凶啊，你就是很厉害啊，不见得啊。
And don't think that you are so great if you are very mean and nasty.
这里讲说施恩与人，借贷与人的啊。
It says a good man deals graciously and lends.
他说这样的人啊，事情就顺利啦。
And for these people, everything is smooth.
啊，我还记得我们以前我上班的老板跟我们讲过。一个故事啊。
And I remember at work, my boss told me a story.
他说啊，他们以前那个公司啊，他公司是他爸爸开的哦。
And their company was opened by his father.
啊，但他们几个兄弟啊，通通都没有在管公司的事情啊。
And their brother, him and his brothers didn't really care about the work in the office.
啊，反正家里有钱嘛，就在加拿大里面做那个少爷啊，哇，吃喝玩乐啊，都不管公司的事情啊。
Because their family had a lot of money, so in Canada they would just play all day.
啊，结果啊，后来突然发觉啊，爸爸癌症末期。
However, they found out that their father had last stage cancer.
哇，结果啊，兄弟赶快全部都飞回去了。
And all the brothers came back to see him.
啊，爸爸快死了。
And their father was about to die.
啊，他们兄弟就要 take over， 就要开始处理这家公司啊。
And the brothers had to take over the company.
啊，但是啊，有一个很奇怪的事情啊。
However, something strange happened.
我们老板跟我说哈。
My boss said.
他说啊，他爸爸有一些借人家的钱都没有拿回来。
He said that the money that his father lent people was never returned.
而且没有写下来，没有 booking， 没有写下来，只有他爸爸脑筋里知道而已啊。
And his father never bookkept any of it. He just kept it in his mind.
啊，那个钱不少哦。
And the money was not a very little.
啊，所以他们就一直跟他爸爸讲啊，你跟我们讲谁欠我们钱啊。
And they kept asking father, tell us who owes you money.
啊，爸爸怎么样都不肯说。
And the father did not tell them at all.
他说你为什么不告诉我们啊？没有这个钱，我们可能公司就倒闭啦。
And the brother said, why didn't you tell us or our company will fail?
啊，但是啊，爸爸说啊，不用，我不告诉你们。
And the father said, I'm not going to tell you.
他说我要死了，我已经快死了
哦。I'm about to die.
我告诉你啦，欠我那些钱的都是我的好朋友啦。
I'll tell you that all these people who borrowed money from me are my good
friends. 如果他有钱，他一定会还我。
And if they had money, they would definitely give it back to me.
如果他没有钱，你逼死他也没有用。
And if they didn't have money, and if you force them, they still would give it to you.
因为哦，我们老板那种新生代都是受外国教育、西方教育的嘛。都是受那个 Western education 的哦。
Because our boss had Western education.
他说怎么没有用？我告他，告得他倾家荡产。
He said I will force them until they give us money.
哦，那但是啊，他爸爸就说不用啊，几十年的老朋友有意思吗
？But he said there's no need. These are my good friends. Is there a point?
啊，所以啊，有时候西方的观念就是我告你，我告你，我管你有没有钱，我就是告你。
And
啊，sue you.
Oh.So of Western, the Western style is that if you don't give me money, I'll sue you until you have no more money.
啊，但是啊，我们那个老板的爸爸就说不用啦，都是老朋友啦。
But the father of my boss said there's no point. These are all my good friends.
啊，他没有钱，你告他有什么用
？And they have, if they don't have money, if you sue them, then what's the point?
结果就死掉了。
And eventually he died.
结果很多钱就不知道去哪里啊，真的，我们老板说那时候啊，真的是。一大堆的钱，外面有一大堆账，几千万都不知道在哪里啊。
And a lot of money was missing. They just didn't have any.
啊，但是啊，我们老板说接下来那几年哦。
However, my boss said that in the later years.
他说、啊、真的看到他爸爸做的这件事情啊，他的后来的结果啊。
And he saw the results of his father's actions.
他说那时候的公司快倒闭了，因为没有现金在转了，快倒闭啦。
He said that their company was about to be bankrupt because they had no money.
但是他们常常会接到莫名其妙接到订单啊，接到 order 哦。
However, they would mysteriously get orders.
啊，他们没有去，没有不认识的客人，不认识的公司打电话说要跟他订货。
And companies and customers that they didn't know would just call them.
啊，为什么？
And why?
他们后来才知道哦。
And they afterwards they found out.
他说他爸爸那些老朋友啊。
And they found out that their father's friends.
都是在那个行业里面啊。都是在那个 business 里面，那个 field 里面哦。
And they were all in the business field together.
啊，虽然他们没有钱可以还你。
And even though they had no money to give back.
但是他们认识很多很多的人。
But they knew a lot of people.
所以他们就到处打电话帮这家公司找订单。
So they called
all their friends, huh?
They called all their friends and connections to get the money back.
哦，希望说我还不了你钱，我至少我帮着你一点啊。
And they were hoping that even though I have no money to give back to you, I can help you.
啊，我们老板说啊，常常莫名其妙有人跑进来他们的公司啊。
And so miraculously, sometimes people just came.
哦，就是拿了一叠的钱说啊，这是我当初欠你爸爸的钱。
And they would come and say, oh, this is the money that I owe your father.
他说啊，他们公司就是这样子跌跌撞撞就走过来了。
And this is how
就是这种莫名其妙的订单，把他公司就活过来了。
And through these little mysterious people coming, this is how their company rose up again.
他们说啊，甚至最后哈、哦，有一张订单是从 IKEA 来的。
And one of these packages was from IKEA.
他说啊，就是什么，他的爸爸的一个朋友认识 IKEA 的采购。
And my boss's father's friend knew the CEO of IKEA.
哦，就打个电话请他的采购啊，你就下一张小订单也好嘛，就下了一张订单啊。
And called the CEO and asked him for
an order. 一张小小的订单。
Just a small order.
啊，但是这一张小订单就救了整个公司。
However, this order saved the company.
那为什么一张小订单会救整个公司呢？
And why was it able to save the company?
因为很多哦，很多公司在看啊。
Because a lot of companies were watching.
他们在看说，哎。IKEA 敢跟他买，他品质应该不错。
And they were saying that, oh, if IKEA is willing to buy from them, then that company must be
good. 所以一下子所有的人都来跟他买啊。
So after that, many companies came to buy from them.
啊，一下子公司就马上就起来了。
And after that, the company rose up again.
他说，哎呀，我常常在想这一件事情哦。
So afterwards, I was thinking about it.
有时候我们所受的教育哦，我们所受的 education 哦。
And sometimes the education that we have.
就是我的就是我的。
Is that what is mine is mine.
你欠我的我就逼你给我。
If you owe me, I will force it out
of you. 你不给我就告你。
And if you don't give it to me, I will sue you.
是不是我们的西方的文化跟社会就是讲这样子？
And isn't this how Western style education is?
啊，但是啊，我从我这个老板的他讲的故事里面啊。
However, in the story that my boss told
me. 欸，真的啊，圣经里面说啊，圣经里面是这样教导我们啊。
The Bible really says it like this.
圣经里面说你撒种子在水面上。
And the Bible says that if you sow seeds on the ground,
那你为什么要 on the water, 你为什么要撒在水上呢？
Why do you have to sow it on the water?
水一流，你的种子就没有啦。
When the water,
就是 flow the seeds away 啊。
The water will flow the seeds away.
那这就奇怪啊，你撒种怎么可以撒在水上？水一流，你的种子通通都没有了。
It's so strange. Why would you sow seeds on the water? They will just wash away.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说，撒种在水面上。
But the Bible says to sow seeds on water.
为什么？
Why?
因为哪一天这种流走的种子要救你一命，你都不知道啊。
Because you never know, where the water will take these seeds. One day it will save you.
它流走了，在别的地方长大了，发芽了。
And when the seeds go somewhere else and they grow,
说不定哪一天你遇到饥荒，没有东西吃，刚好被你看到了。当初你撒的种子就救了你一命啊。
And you never know if there's a famine, and you find this tree that was planted by the seed that you threw in the water.
对人好一点，就像撒种子在水面上一样。
And to be nice to people is the same as sowing the seeds on the water.
多一点的怜悯。
To be more compassionate.
多一点的包容。
To be more tolerant,
多一点的赦免
and to understand people.
哪一天要祝福在你身上你都不知道啊。
And one day the blessings will come to you and you won't even know.
就算对方没有办法帮助你
just as the other, if another person cannot help you.
说你的怜悯神都看见啊。
But your compassion, God will see it.
哦，所以他说这样子的人啊，施恩给人说这种人会事情顺利啊。
And it says here that blessings will come upon people like this.
啊，底下写说他被审判的时候要述明自己的冤啊。
And it says that when they're being judged, they count their own wrongs first.
啊，但是啊，在这里啊，其实他原来的文字不是这样哦。他原来的 original text 不是这样子啊。
But the original text does not say this.
他说啊，当你被误会哦，或者是当你啊遇到被审判的时候哦。
It says that if you are being judged.
他说神要为你解释你的，神要为你伸冤啊。God will voice for you, huh?
God will appeal for you.
他说啊，当有时候我们会遇到一些困难啊。
And sometimes when we run into trouble.
生意上面遇到一些误会哦。 或者 有些 misunderstanding 哦。
And we run into some misunderstanding.
他说在这种时候，因为你是个有爱心的人。
Says here that because we are full of love.
因为你在神面前是什么？你在神面前没有罪，没有亏欠啊。
And because before God you have no sins.
所以神就替你出面啊。
God will speak for you.
哦，就像但以理一样啊。
Just as Daniel.
啊，但以理被丢到狮子坑里去啊。
Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
啊，结果啊，隔天啊，那个国王就跑去但以理，但以理，你的神有救你吗？
And the king came back and said, Daniel, has your Lord saved you?
啊，结果但以理说什么？
And what did Daniel say?
他说，我在神跟在王面前无辜，我没有错，没有错。
And before the Lord and before the king, I am blameless.
所以神差遣天使封了狮子的口。
And so the Lord sent down an angel to close the
mouth of the lion. 因为但以理在神面前良心平安。
Because in front of God, Daniel had clear conscience and peace.
所以神就替他出面。
And so the Lord saved him.
今天如果你是个义人。
And today if you are righteous.
今天如果你常施怜悯。
And if you have a lot of compassion.
就算你今天遇到患难被审判了。
And when you are judged and when you have problems.
他说神要为你出面啊。
It says that the Lord will help you out.
神要为你伸冤啊。
The Lord will petition for you.
神会帮你开路啊。
And the Lord will open a way for you.
这个叫做义人的路啊。
And this is the path of the righteous.
就算在患难当中神也给你开一条路。
And even in tribulations, the Lord will open a path.
哦，所以这个叫做第四个恩典哦。
And this is the fourth blessing.
你在工作当中有顺利，你在工作的困难里面，神开路啊。
And in your work, in your life, the problems will be solved by the Lord.
那我们来看回来诗篇的112篇啊。
Let us go back to Psalm 112.
我们来看第六节。
Verse 6.
诗篇的112篇的第六节。
Psalm 112 verse 6.
第六节
Verse 6.
这里说他必不动摇义人被纪念直到永远第七节、啊、
Verse 7.
他必不怕凶恶的信息他心坚固倚靠神第八节
Verse 8.
他心确定总不惧怕直到他看到敌人遭报、哦、而这里是义人的第五福啊
And this is the fifth blessing of the righteous.
那、啊、什么叫做什么是义人的第五福呢
？And what is the fifth blessing of the
这里讲说他不怕凶恶的信息呀、啊。
It、says that he is not afraid of evil.
那、啊、什么叫做凶恶的信息
？And what is evil?
就是你不喜欢的消息呀、
啊。It is things that you do not want to happen.
他说他不怕哦，他不怕哦。
He is not afraid.
不是他没有哦。
It is not that he does not have.
不是你信耶稣以后再也不会有凶恶的信息哦，不是哦。
It's not that when we believe in Christ that we no longer have bad luck.
你也会有凶恶的信息。
You will still have evil.
但是你不会害怕。
However, you will not be afraid.
这个叫做心灵的平安啊。
And this is the peace of life.
啊，所以人生的第五福在于心灵稳固有平安。人生第五个福气啊
the fifth blessing of life.
就是你的人生，你的心中哦。
Is that in life?
你的心啊，你的心哦。
In your faith.
你的 heart 哦。
Oh, your heart.
好，非常的稳固，非常的 solid 啊。
It's very solid.
哦，不会害怕。
You'll never be afraid.
不是没有坏的消息。
And you'll never have. It's not that you'll never have bad luck.
有坏的消息，但是不会害怕。
Although you have bad luck, you will not be afraid.
哎，我们今天有时候看到哦。看到很多人啊，一有一点坏消息啊，哇，就人生就好像绝望了一样啊。
And some people, when a little bad thing happens to them, they feel like their life is over.
哇，到处找人帮忙，没有人可以帮我。
And they look everywhere for someone to help, but nobody helps them.
哇，脚一软，没有救了啊。
And once their foot slips, you just can't save them.
哦，说啊，这种人啊，人生遇到什么事情都很害怕啊。
And for these people, whenever they run into bad things.
啊，但是在这里说啊，当你今天是个义人啊。
They are afraid, but It says here, if we are a righteous person.
他说啊，你是个义人，而且你懂得依靠神。
And if you are righteous and you understand how to rely on God.
他说啊，你这样子的人呐、啊，必不怕凶恶的消息啊。
It says here that you will not be afraid of evil.
哦，不会被消息给打垮。你不会 you won't be crushed.
Oh, you won't be crushed by.
啊、the bad news.
You will not be crushed by bad news.
啊，为什么？因为你的心中有倚靠啊。
Why? Because your heart is very sturdy.
好像一艘船哦。
It's like a boat.
那个 anchor 哦，那个锚定下去了。
And once the anchor hits the bottom.
啊，那个不管啊，风怎么吹啊，那浪怎么摇啊。
Doesn't matter how the waves roll or the wind blows.
啊，他都不害怕，很稳固的留在那里啊。
You will not be afraid. It will stay there.
啊，所以啊，我们今天啊，主耶稣就是我们灵魂的锚哦，灵魂的 anchor 哦。
So today, our Lord is our spiritual anchor.
啊，所以希伯来书里面告诉我们啊。
It says in the book of Hebrews.
他说如果他说主是帮助我们的啊。
It says that if the Lord helps us.
啊，人能够拿我怎么样呢
？What can man do to me？
他说哎呀，不用害怕、啊。
So we should not be afraid.
为什么？因为主耶稣是你最大的依靠哦。
Why? Because the Lord is our greatest reliance.
啊，我听他们讲说啊，有一次哦啊，他们到非洲去哦。一些工人到非洲去啊。
Once I heard some workers went to Africa.
他说啊，那个他们要经过那个要经过 border 要经过他的边境的时候
And they were about to cross the border.
啊，那个非洲的边境跟我们这边边境不太跟我们不太一样哦。
And the border of Africa is very different from our border.
啊，他们也有所谓的海关。
And they have a lot of.
有 custom 哦。
They still have customs.
啊，它就是一个房子，一个小小的办公室哦。
It is like one little office.
然后一堆军人在里面。
And there are some soldiers in there.
每个人都拿枪。
And everyone has a gun.
你跑他就开枪。
And if you
不开玩笑的。
And if you run, they will shoot you.
而且啊，他们那个都是独立作业哈，就是他叫你给钱，你最好给他钱的那一种哦。
And they're the type that say that if they ask for money, you must give them money.
哦，但有一次啊，他们有工人要经过边界哦。
And there was one time the workers wanted to cross the border.
那结果啊，因为他们要去盖会堂，所以他们身上带很多钱。
So because they had to renovate the churches, make a church, they had a lot of money on them.
啊，到海关的时候被拦下来了。
And at the border, they were stopped.
啊，结果啊，他们看到他们身上带这么多钱啊。
And when the soldiers saw that they had a lot of money.
啊，他们里面的 captain 啊，就说你这个分一半给我们。
The captain told them, please give us half of the money.
啊，我们当然不肯啊，这是教会的钱，这是神的钱呢。
And the worker said, we cannot give it to you because it's the church's money.
啊，结果对方枪就拔出来了。
And the soldiers took out their guns.
啊，结果啊，跟就是带队的那个传道哦。
And the pastor that was with them.
就走上前去啊。
He walked up to them.
就抓着那个 captain 的那个领子哦。
He grabbed the collar of the captain's coat.
摇啊，跟他摇说，这是神的钱，这是神的钱。
And he shook the captain and said, "This is Lord's money. This is God's money."
他们说啊，附近的那个什么士兵全部冲过来，枪都举起来对着他。
And all the soldiers around them got up and pointed their guns at them.
他也没有害怕，就抓着他说 ，This is God's money 啊 ，God's money。
But he was not afraid. He grabbed his collar and said, "This is God's money."
啊，结果后来那个 captain 就说，"Let me go, let me go." 啊。
And the captain said, "Okay, let me go."
啊，他就把他放下来了。
So, the pastor put him down.
他说，那跟那些士兵讲说，让他们过去。That's God's money, God's money. 让他们过去。
And the captain just said, "Let them go. This is God's money."
啊，但是啊，他们后来去问那个传道啊。
And then afterwards, they asked the pastor.
他说，你好勇敢啊，你都不害怕吗
？Say you have so much courage, you weren't afraid.
啊，因为另外一个 volunteer 躲在车上不敢下来啊。
And one of the volunteers was in the car and he was too scared to get down.
因为对方的枪都举起来，士兵枪都举起来要开枪啊。
Because all the guns were pointed at them about to shoot.
啊，那个传道说，那时候没有想很多啊。
And the pastor said, at the time, I didn't think much of it.
啊，现在想想有点害怕。
And now I think about it, and it was a little bit scary.
啊，但是啊，真的，有时候啊，你心中有神的力量，有神给你看顾哦。
And in our hearts, if there's Christ, we will have strength and
你有那种不是你的力量，不是你的信心在里面啊。
And it is not your own faith and your own strength.
是神给你的力量，神给你的信心啊。
It is the faith that God gives you and the strength.
所以啊，一个人今天真正有神做你的依靠。
And so today, if the Lord is our reliance.
就算你遇到坏的消息。
Even when we encounter bad news,
就算你人生遇到很大的患难
，and if we encounter large tribulations,
啊，但是你知道说啊，我后面有个很厉害的靠山呐、啊。
But we know that behind us we have a greater reliance.
只要有神做我的依靠，我怕什么呢
？If we can rely on God, then what are we afraid of?、
哦、所以我们要认清楚这一点啊。
So we must know this very well.
一个信耶稣的人。
We must know that one who believes in God.
一个义人。
A righteous person.
一个正直人。
An upright person.
一个倚靠神的人。
Someone who relies on God.
他必不怕凶恶的消息啊。
He will never be afraid of evil.
你遇到凶恶的消息怎么办
？And when you encounter evil, what do you do?
你跪下来祷告。
You kneel down and pray.
因为你知道你的神有能力帮助你。
Because you know that God has the strength to save you.
他也愿意帮助你。
And God is willing to save you.
啊，所以这是我们所应该追求的福气。
And these are the blessings that we must pursue.
圣经里面讲啊。
And the Bible says.
他说啊，人生的福气啊，不在于家道丰盛啊，不在于物质很丰盛啊。
It says that riches is not counted by how much possession we have.
所以人生的福气在哪里
？So where is people's blessings?
在做家庭有和乐，家庭很幸福。你的家庭真正的福气啊、哦！你的家庭很幸福啊。
True blessing is that your house is is very blessed.
啊，你的生活很稳定。
Your life is very secure.
啊，你的 你的那啥，你的生命当中有盼望。
And your life has hope.
好，啊，你凡事上有依靠。
And you have someone to rely on.
这个叫做真正的福气呀。
This is called true blessing.
我说不管你到哪里，心中都不害怕。
So wherever we go, we'll not be afraid.
因为有神常与你同在。
Because God will always be with us.
我们一起来唱诗啊。
Let us sing hymn.
122首。
122. Be seated.
我们在聚会结束之前要一起来祷告哦。
And before we conclude our service, we will pray together.
我们刚刚讲说啊，这个义人啊，不会害怕凶恶的信息呀。
And we said here that the righteous will not be afraid of evil.
啊，因为他能够祷告靠神，心中得以坚固。
Because they are able to pray and ask for the strength from God.
啊，在耶稣要离开门徒以前哦。
And when Jesus was about to leave the disciples.
啊，门徒很害怕，很紧张啊。
The disciples were very afraid.
啊，因为他们不知道接下来会发生什么事情。
Because they weren't sure what was going to happen next.
啊，但是主耶稣跟他们说哦。
But Jesus said to them.
他说你不要胆怯，不要害怕。
He said you should not worry and should not be afraid.
他说啊，我离开以后啊，父会从天上赐下保惠师，就是真理的圣灵啊。
When I leave, the Father will send down a helper from heaven.
啊，要作为你我的帮助啊。
That is the Holy Spirit, and He will help you.
哦，所以借着祷告，借着在圣灵里的祷告。
And so, when we pray with the Holy Spirit,
啊，使我们能够勇敢，不害怕凶恶的信息。
We will have courage and not be afraid of evil.
啊，借着在圣灵里的祷告。
And if we pray in the Holy Spirit,
啊，使我们能够看清楚人生的方向。
And we can see clearly the way of life.
啊，借着在圣灵里的祷告。
And if we pray in the Holy Spirit,
啊，使我们能够有能力克服世界上的引诱，能够胜过世界上的挑战。
We will be able to overcome the trials of the world.
哦，所以我们都要祷告啊。
And so we will pray.
啊，并且要在圣灵里面祷告。
We must pray in the Spirit.
那，啊，我们怎么样求圣灵呢？
And how do we pray for the Holy Spirit?
啊，求圣灵的方法很简单啊。
And to ask for the Holy Spirit.
我们跪下来在神面前呢，啊，眼睛闭上专心哦。
We come before the Lord and kneel down and close our eyes.
啊，然后啊，手合着，眼睛闭着。
And we fold our hands, close our eyes.
啊，然后第一句话我们说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing we say is, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
啊，然后我们不断地说，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we continuously say, hallelujah, hallelujah.
啊，把你的事情，把你的问题，把你的心中的苦闷都交在神的手中。
And we tell the Lord all of our troubles, all the things in our life that are troubling.
啊，求神让我们认识他。
And we pray that we will know God.
啊，求神能够进到我们的心中。
And we pray that the Lord will enter into our hearts.
啊，能够成为我们人生黑暗当中的亮光。
And He will become the light in our darkness.
哦，所以啊，我们都要祷告啊。
So let us all pray.
啊，如果我们啊得到圣灵啊。
And if we receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，就会讲出一种听不懂的话来。
We will say words that we don't understand.
啊，这个在圣经里面是有记载，《使徒行传》第二章讲出你听不懂的话哦。
And it says here in Acts 2, there will be utterings you do not understand.
你听不懂没有关系啊，神听得懂就好了。
And if you don't understand, that's okay, as long as God knows.
哦，是灵里面述说各样的奥秘。
This is the mysteries of the Spirit.
哦，所以啊，我们都可以求圣灵啊。
And we can all pray for the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们今天如果在寻求神。
So today, if we are seeking after God.
寻求神不是一种知识，也不是一种理论。
Seeking after God is not
a theory.
A theory.
而是一种真实的体验。
But it is a true experience.
哦，所以你祷告，你跟神说，神啊，让我体验你啊。
So you say, Lord, please let me experience.
让我得到圣灵。
Let me receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，当你得到圣灵了。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit.
你很多问题就不再是问题了。
And all your questions will no longer be questions.
哦，所以我们都一起来祷告。
So let us all pray together.
然后一起来求圣灵。
Let us all pray for the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵充满我们。
And let it be filled in
us. 啊，我们也特别为从下礼拜开始的大专的这个成人的神训班祷告哦。
And let us all pray for NATS.
啊，纽约这一次有18个信徒要去参加哦。
And this year, New York will have 18 people going.
啊，所以我们求神继续带领我们各样的圣工。
Let us all pray for the Lord to guide our holy work.
啊，带领教会的成长。
And guide the growth of the church.
好，我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let us all come forward to pray.